from the mothership. The motherboard. No, that's a computer.
The mothership. Yes. TNT Minis.
We are so sleepy.
We have been filming all day. We're filming a lot at once. Right now, it is March... Can you tell me what day it is?
Yeah, because I don't even know.
It is March...
8th.
The 8th. This is coming out in... Not this Friday, not next Friday, but the Friday after.
Oh,
sorry. So...
I dropped my phone.
About 17 days.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So... hopefully everything's good in 17 days. Maybe we're going to be at World War III in 17 days.
Probably. Honestly, we might be dead when this comes out.
Like, at least it's scheduled to come out, so it will, regardless of what happens.
The last people on Earth are going to hear this.
So, yeah, basically we're going to do our new mini, style, where we do, like, little segments and stuff. Today's episode, we are going to be talking about, if we think each other would survive in certain movie scenarios or TV show scenarios.
I'm not going to tell you right now, Taylor's going to die in all of them.
So, and like when we make our post, feel free to comment below on whatever Instagram post Tori made today. Feel free to comment below on if you think you would survive in any of these. So the first one is going to be The Hunger Games. Okay, if you've never seen The Hunger Games, you obviously live under a rock, but here's the concept. This big fat President Snow. This guy, he like makes all of these people, two people from each district, so two people essentially from each state of their little country or whatever, compete to die.
Pretty much.
And whoever wins, it's like a free-for-all, and you can get drawn from the time you're like 12 until you're 185 years old, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember the age.
But I don't either.
The Hunger Games. So, if Tori's name, I'm going to walk you through. If Tori's name got drawn, first things first is she wouldn't hear it.
Yeah, because I can't hear anything.
They'd be like, Victoria Cooksey. And like it'd be quiet and she'd be like, what? Did they say me? She'd go up there. She'd probably start crying. I would start crying.
I don't know. I'd probably just be like, I don't even know what I would do.
At that point, I'm going to compare.
I probably would cry, but like at the same time, I'd be extremely determined to come back home.
So.
I'd murder everyone in my path.
Yeah, unless you get freaking, what's his name? That was in the first movie, that blonde dude.
Oh, he's a psycho.
Mm-hmm.
The cute one, though?
And also, it wouldn't matter. The game changers, are, like, the people that were in charge of the games, obviously, they were not advocates for you. So, they would, like, send, like, beasts down to you. Like, I'd probably try to hide it out and then kill when I needed to. But, yeah. I think Tori would, if there was 24, because it was 12 districts, two people from each of us, 24 people, I think Tori would outlive 12 of them.
Why only 12 of them?
I think you would outlive half.
Yeah, so then what happens? I die?
Yeah. I think you would die halfway through.
Okay, well, if there's 24 of them, I think Taylor's going
to
be
Don't be mean to me just because I said you would make it through half.
Wait, why do you think I'd only make it through half?
All right, let's realistic.
My psychosis would kick in and I would blindly, kill people. This is a terrible episode.
Here's the thing. Let's be real here. Obviously, I think you would be able to do it if you had to. But at the same time, say like there's a Rue who was like 14 years old, 13 years old. I think you would die trying to save somebody who couldn't save themselves.
Probably. That's a good thing.
I'm not saying you would die out of stupidity. I'm not saying that. I think you would die out of...
Wait, I forgot. How did Rue die in the movie?
She got, like, shot or something.
Oh,
that's that little girl that was in the movie. But I think that you would die trying to save somebody who couldn't save themselves. Because what I'm saying... Like, what you say, like, you would turn your emotions off. I don't think you would. I think you would, like, try. But, like, when it came, like, to the thing and somebody's, honestly, like, actually dying, gasping for life, and they're, like, 10 years old.
I think he'd probably do the same thing, though.
Well...
Because yeah. you have humanity. You're not the demon.
Like, yeah. I just, that's probably what would happen. But also, we would probably go out with a bang. Like, F you to the government the whole time. Like, yeah, kind of like Katniss yeah. did, but, like, we would die. Yeah. But, like, I feel like we'd be like, F you to the government right before.
Probably.
So.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. I hope I'm never in it.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not, you'd have to, regardless of who you are, you'd have to suck it up and fight. But. Yeah, I think you would die trying to help somebody who couldn't help themselves. Like, if it, like, let me go ahead and tell you, on God, if there was an elderly person with me, I would die. I swear to God. I would really? Die in the first 5 minutes.
See, no, I would look at them and I'd be like, listen, I love you and you're awesome, but you already lived your life. I haven't. I'm sorry.
I can't. Bye. Okay, if an elderly person is literally getting the crap beat out of them, I would literally sacrifice my life.
But they've already, if they're elderly, first off, I don't think elderly people play in the games.
I don't remember the age limit.
I think it was like
no, because in the second people. One, that old lady got on top of that guy's back.
I don't remember that. But I mean, they've already lived, so I'm sure they'd see it the same way.
I couldn't do it.
If I'm 21 and they're 85, I got a lot left in me.
Because I'm a protective person, I think you're right in saying that I would die. But like, I think I would try to protect everybody from any of the bad.
What? Everyone?
Like, not like somebody who can fend for themselves, but like a child or like yeah. elderly. Yeah.
Kids, yes. Elderly, I do love old people, but at the same time, you have to realize they have lived, so.
How do you think I would do in The Walking Dead? Realistically.
That's kind of difficult. Let's see. I feel like you would...
Hold on, pause. I'm sorry. Back to really quick. The Hunger Games. When I said, oh, I think you'd do half. You said, what? Well, why only half?
I think
you, would you think you're going to win the whole thing? No, I don't think you could win.
I didn't know if you meant half as in I was going to get killed or if you meant... Because you were talking about hiding or if I was going to kill half then go hide. And then I was like, wait, what do you mean? Do you
no. mean get oh, killed I thought you were half? Trying to say like, what do you mean I wouldn't win?
No.
I was like, wait.
Okay, I feel like in The Walking Dead... I feel like you would.
The Walking Dead is a zombie show, if you didn't know, but you
I
should.
I feel like you would try to do pretty well, but I think that.
How many years in do you think I'd make it?
Well, months or days? I think what would happen was I think you'd be clumsy and you'd trip on something, then you'd get bit by accident.
You think I'd get bit on an accident, not because I was dumb?
Yeah, I think it'd be like an accident. Like you, like for instance, like. Say you were hiding somewhere and you like thought it was cleared out, but then you realize there's like a zombie right behind you. Like, something, like...
Super unfortunate.
Something, like, yeah, something, like, really unfortunate. Like total, like, freak accident. But, like, I feel like you would do well for a while. But then I think that you'd probably get really depressed also.
Yeah, I probably would get really depressed. That's a thing. Yeah. I would get depressed. The thing is, the thing, like, here's, like, the whole thing for me. If my family died, there you would meet a whole new person.
Because, see, like, that's the thing. My like, if that happened, I feel like you'd shut down.
No, but I feel like I would emotionally shut down and go on rampage.
You think so?
Yeah. I feel like I would. Maybe not rampage onto the zombies, but I feel like I might start killing people. Like
turning them into zombies?
Yeah, freaking out on everybody. I feel like I'd get pets.
I'm trying to compare walkers. You to one of the characters, but I don't remember all of them because I stopped watching it so long ago. Like, I don't remember how they are.
If I had to compare you to one of the characters, I think... I think I'd probably compare you, but you don't watch the show anymore, so you wouldn't understand this to a full extent. Maggie?
I love Maggie. I thought you were about to say that, but I love Maggie.
Maggie started off as somebody who was trying to see the best in everybody still, and then, like, gradually, obviously, her character development went the other direction. Now she leads people, but sometimes...
She's still alive?
Yeah. She leads people, but she, like, she's super headstrong. And what decision that she makes, regardless, even if it was wrong, she's never gonna admit it. Not saying that you wouldn't.
No, that's accurate.
Not
as
saying
to how
that you
I
wouldn't,
am.
But like, just that's how she
I'd
is.
Say, okay, I'm trying to think of somebody who is Michonne still alive.
Yeah, but she's not on the show anymore. She went to find Rick. Spoiler alert.
I thought Rick died or something. They both just got on a plane.
He was supposed to die, but he floated down the river alive, and somebody found him and put him in a helicopter, and we never saw him again.
Oh.
He was done with the show. That was his that was his way of leaving.
Okay, I compare you to... What, didn't Carl get bit by accident?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. I don't know.
Personality-wise, effective, how I would react.
You're Carol's daughter.
What? I'm kidding. I actually like Carol.
So I like Carol, too. We'll say her Carol. Is she still alive?
Carol was abused.
Oh, my God.
Yes, she's still alive.
Yeah.
You're
going to know this one really easy. Like, you're going to kill this.
Jumanji?
Yeah, like, you know, like, this movie, like, the back of your freaking
Jumanji?
Hand.
Now, we're talking about the new ones, the video game one. Let me go ahead and tell you, I think I would do really well. I think I would do so well.
You think you would do
well
because it's a video game?
Yes.
Or do you think you'd...
I think I would do well solely because I know how a video game works.
Yeah.
And I think... I like to say I'm, like, pretty... I would like to say I'm somewhat brave. I would say I'm pretty brave.
I would be like Kevin Hart and, like, eat cake and blow up. Like, because
the
I
the whole
not,
time you'd be like, what are we doing
here? I would the not, whole I would time. Not understand.
You are Kevin Hart.
I would be like, what is going on?
I feel like I would be like... Personality wise, his name is Spencer, but he's in Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Because like he's like, no, I know how this works. I know what we're supposed
and
to do.
And the whole time I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's fridge, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. But I think both of us would survive. If we were on a team, like if we were on the team, I feel like you and I would survive.
Because different tactics. Like you would understand the video game side of it more so than I would, and like I'd probably understand some other things more so than you would.
And yeah, and well, because if you haven't seen it, it's like the best movie of all time. I love it so much, but it's like a video game. They get 3 lives. I'm getting that tattoo, by the way. Actually, not lying. 3 strips on my wrist. Tattoo.
Are
anyways,
you getting, I thought you were supposed to go get that a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I was, and Gunnar canceled it. But
what?
Because he sucks. 3 lives. You get 3 lives. I just really think that I would do well. But that's just my personal opinion. I think that you would do well, too. If we were on a team, I think that you would do well. But I think you would die in the beginning of us being there because you were
clumsy.
Confused.
Like, yeah,
no,
I think
because you're confused.
Like, yeah.
Like, you'd be like, I don't even know what's going on.
Like,
and
when the hippo ate him or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I would just not understand. I'd have to gather my thoughts first and then be like, okay.
And then you'd get slammed down on the ground and be like, I still don't know what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. I know. Sorry, that's my homegirl Pinto giving me a pep talk.
Jurassic Park.
I love. Okay, the newer one, though. I like the old ones, too, but the newer one, like Chris Pratt, I freaking love Jurassic Park.
Chris Pratt is so hot.
That's why we would survive.
Yeah.
But solely so
I would get
I
him
could,
to fall in love with me.
Yeah, solely oh so God. I could run around the park with him.
I love him.
Jurassic Park, though, for real.
Jurassic Park, I'd probably die.
I'd crap my pants.
I'd probably die.
I probably would. I'd get stomped on.
There is no way that we would not die.
Yeah.
We're too loud. That's the same thing with The Walking Dead. Yeah, we'd probably die because we'd be like, the whole time.
Yeah, I would be really bad in Jurassic Park. Even though I love that movie, I think that I would die.
Yeah, me too. And also, I'd be like, oh my goodness, and then die, because I'm like, this is so cute.
To a dinosaur?
Like the little ones,
oh
and then it'd
God.
Like bite my arm off or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, probably. All right, this is an older movie.
It's a scary movie. Well,
it's
supposed
to be
scary.
It's not a scary movie.
But it's classified as scary. It's classified as a thriller, I think. It's called The Happening. It's about when the wind makes you kill yourself.
Okay, wait, how do you even survive that if you don't even know? You know
you,
what
like,
I mean?
Stay inside, I think.
But, like, how would you know that that's happening until you see...
All right, pretend that we, like, see the first wave. Like, we're, like, we see the wave of it the first time.
And yeah, so, like, okay, so it's, like, it's happening
again.
So you'd
have to stay inside the whole time?
I mean, it's, like,
is
COVID.
That the solution? Was that the solution, though?
I don't
that?
Remember.
Regardless, mentally, if I had to stay inside the whole time, mentally I'd probably go insane, I'm sure. But
yeah.
I mean, if y'all haven't seen that movie, it was the first scary movie I ever saw when I was, like, 9 years old with my dad's friend. He, like, babysat me and my brother and let us hang out with his kids, and we all went to the water park, and then on the way home in the car, we watched that movie, and I was scared, and then my mom yelled at them for letting me watch it.
That's hilarious.
Cloverfield Lane is when this girl gets kidnapped.
But did she get kidnapped and that there was actually aliens? I don't remember either.
I don't remember the ending.
Oh my God, we're so bad at this.
No, we're good.
Yeah, so good.
If I got kidnapped, do you think I would survive? That's the moral of the story.
Okay.
I think that you would die only because you'd be mouthing off.
You think I would die because... He says, you big mouth!
I think that you would die because, like, he would say something to you and then you would be like, blah, 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 and then he'd be like, you know what?
See, I don't think I don't... I hear you meowing. I don't think I would die from that because I think I would... I don't think I would... I think I would not say something to them because I know for a fact I'd be terrified.
He says, you big mouth.
I think that I... What would happen... My mom would be the one to probably... That would happen to her. She'd mouth off.
My mom, too.
Exactly. I think that I'd be too scared to say anything at first, but after a little while of, like, trying to understand what was going on, I guess, I'd probably try to beat the out of them.
I think the way that I would do it is evaluate their, if I was alive for several days,
schedules. Their schedule?
Yeah, their schedules.
But she really wants
we're, like, talking all this crap, and I know we would die immediately because they'd just be like, I'm over it, and they'd kill us. They'd just probably. Be like, whatever.
Or I'd try to, like, gaslight them.
See?
I'd be like, no, but, like, for real? Like, listen to me. We need to talk real quick.
That's, you are the definition of our generation. Last one, Star Wars. If I had the Force, let me tell you something. If I had the Force.
I'm a Jedi.
I'm just like Rey.
I don't even know all the characters.
That's the new one. That's the new girl, Rey.
Oh. Well, I don't know who I am. I'm Boba Fett.
You're Jabba the Hutt.
I'm Jabba the Hutt.
I'll be Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks was so funny to me when I was a kid.
I hate Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, he's annoying, but when I was a kid, I thought he was amazing.
Well,
I hear police.
They're coming to arrest Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh my God.
See you guys next week for Ghislaine Maxwell.
Same
thing. Random fact of the day.
Yes.
Tori, give me a number between 1 and 15.
12.
12. All right. Did you know that Mike Tyson once offered a zoo attendant $10,000 to let him fight a gorilla?
I actually did know that.
No, you didn't.
I swear. Bible.
He did not fight the gorilla, by the way.
Bible.
There's no way. That's crazy.
I did know that. I remember reading
$10,000 to fight a gorilla? He said, yo, let me just...
Hey, well, I mean...
No! The gorilla didn't do nothing to him.
Oh, my, that's true. Poor gorilla. I didn't think about that.
Like, the gorilla didn't do anything to him. Like, he probably was like, oh, person. And then Mike Tyson's like, boom!
Well, that's why they didn't do it.
Good.
Protect our animals. Protect our wildlife.
Harambe.
All right.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to this episode of TNT Talk.
Make sure you give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook
at TNT Talk.
Also, feel free to email us with any suggestions on topics for future episodes
at TNT Talk Podcast @gmail.com.